Judy Black. That's what this meeting's about. It's a town hall meeting for a homicide case that happened in our neighborhood that is still ongoing and unsolved. And tonight, they will get you.
If this is a town hall meeting, can we have pledge of allegiance?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave. I'll do that next, and then invite distinguished guests up, and then we'll begin the meeting. So I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight for this town hall meeting, and if we can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Dave, will you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So at this time, I'd like to participation, long-time residents here, and I want to start this whole thing by saying this is not political. Not political. This is about a dead lady in our neighborhood. This is about a lady that was bludgeoned to death in her own home with a person in the house, and we still don't have answers 2 years later. And you, sitting in those chairs, are a testament to the bravery of speaking up and standing up for somebody in your neighborhood. So before we start, I'd like to ask everybody to bow their heads and take a moment of silence in memory of Judy Black, the lady that was murdered in her house on Combination. Thank you. I'll read a quick statement explaining my position, and then we can open the floor to the town hall meeting with open discussion. There is five basic rules that we'll be following. Pretty simple. Anybody's free to talk. Anybody's free to say anything they want, as long as it relates to the Judy Black homicide and investigation. Death and investigation. So here's the statement that I prepared for my wife and I as citizens and residents of this county. On Monday, April 11th, 2016, KRNB News 4 in Reno continued their ongoing coverage of the Judy Black homicide investigation. This KRNB News report isolated frustrations of many residents of the Virginia City Highlands arising from the unsolved homicide case of victim Judy Black, who died on Combination Road. Residents are now asking questions and peaceably seeking answers through public discussion. After the KRNB story aired, many of our neighbors here in the Highlands got together with these frustrations, asking what could be done to take action in support of diplomatically disentangling this tragedy. Mainly, citizens simply wondered how the death and unsolved homicide of a person within her own home and intimate neighborhood could have taken place without any proper and fitting answers or positive efforts towards rebuilding their community. This meeting room is reserved for residents to peaceably discuss this and other community issues. Everyone here in this room is to be commended for bringing needed attention to the facts surrounding the tragic death of Judy Black and the results of administrative inconsistencies which now cause additional community harms. Overall, this and other future meetings serve as a testament during this pivotal turning point in peaceful public demonstration towards aimed at bringing truth and justice to Story County, Nevada. County, state, and federal administrators, please take note that this peaceful assembly of citizens also demands your attention and assistance with the healing of the Virginia Highlands community and beyond. We must allow Story County leaders and administrators the opportunity to engage in these forums to publicly address and direct us with their objectives and preserve the integrity of any official efforts. Lastly, we must continue to seek healing from the traumas caused by this unsolved and terrible accident-turned-homicide. Respectfully allow your neighbors to speak their piece while we seek these solutions. By doing so, everyone could move forward with renewed and restored confidences in our American and battle-borne justice systems. So that's my position in this. Folks came to me, and I scheduled the building. And ultimately, I'm opening the town hall meeting. But other than that, I will moderate it. And if anybody is objecting to that or has issue with that, I am willing to approach somebody else doing it. That's fine with me. Calling vote. If not, we have five rules. Please use the decorum. Each person wishing to discuss an issue at the meeting can do so by raising their hand and letting me know what they want to talk about. It's closed after we call the order, so it's strictly about Judy Black, the death, and investigation. There'll be no rude outbreaks. Everybody, no interruptions. If somebody's interrupted either verbally or otherwise, you get one warning or a couple warnings, and we'll try and keep it peaceful. That's what we're trying to do here. This is a difficult thing, and it's kind of a first in the Highlands, and I'm glad we're doing it. But we're approaching issues, and we're talking about it as a community and neighborhood. We're going to try and answer some of the questions that are outstanding regarding this case and how it got to where it's at tonight. While a person is speaking, no interruptions will be tolerated, and then second offense. And I've set aside 90 minutes. If somebody wants less, we can go less or more or whatever it takes. So with that, we can open the floor.
Can you tell us what facts you have to date about this?
Well, I'm not the facts guy. The facts guy is back there. The sheriff. Sheriff of the county. So he would be the one to ask.
Can I ask you?
It's an ongoing investigation. I cannot really make some of the facts up.
I would like to know why you opened this meeting with stating that she was bludgeoned to death. How was she bludgeoned to death?
According to reports, she had multiple injuries, dozens of injuries, completely inconsistent with a simple fall. And as time will progress and these facts will eventually be made public, you will discover that she was bludgeoned to death.
With what?
I have no idea. He's the expert. You would have to ask him.
I have a question. First, I'm a neighbor of Brett and Judy. They were over at our house the day before, or a couple days before.
I can hear it here.
Well, let's stand up. How's that? Okay. I'm a neighbor of the Black. I knew them the day they moved in, and they were close friends of ours. I can't remember anybody that is any more mutually affectionate, mutually supportive than those than that couple. Secondly, a lot of people who haven't been in their house are spouting off about what they don't know. The stairs are very steep. They were lacquered. There was no tread on them. They came down the stairs. There was a platform at the base of the stairs and then an opposing stairs going up. Anybody falling downstairs would have bounced a lot and then ended up with their head against the opposing stair. Now, another neighbor called me up, or drove into my house. Wait, I'm going to back up a minute. The morning that happened, I was out. I was down in Reno. I got home, and on my answering machine, it was a call. It was from Brett. His voice was absolute anguish. He was crying and saying, Mike, I need you. I had to listen to it about five times before I figured out who the hell it was, because he was that upset. And I cannot believe that he ever did anything to his wife. Now, bring back where I was before. One of the neighbors called me up and said, Brett's been taken to the hospital. He's coming home tomorrow. We're going over and clean up the blood so he doesn't have to walk into his wife's room. Amen. I was there, and I cleaned it up. And people are commenting there was blood all over the house. There wasn't. There was blood against the wall. There was blood on the stairs where he fell. There was blood where people, the sheriff's office, tramped around the house and using the phone and things like this. I don't know what they were doing. There was footprints. But it doesn't mean that there was blood all over the place. So, in my opinion, knowing the blacks, and another comment I would make is if they had a confrontation, Judy would have won. She was in better shape than Brad. So, that's not where I come from. And I think that Channel 4 has just jumped on this. They haven't talked to the neighbors. Joe, you haven't looked at the house, have you?
Yes.
Have you talked to any of us that live there or in the neighborhood?
Uh-huh.
Have you come to my house and talked?
No.
Okay. Have you gone to some of the other neighbors?
You can direct this to that. I'm here to cover the
Yeah. And actually your experiences, thank you for sharing that. Once again, there's experts that make those determinations. Your neighborly relationship and a criminal investigation are different relationships.
All right. I, as far as my personal evaluation of injury, I practiced chiropractic for 55 years. I have testified in at least 3 murder trials and probably 100, probably more like 1,000 auto accidents and other injuries. Mm-hmm. So I know about evaluating injuries. That was what one of the main sources of my practice was.
See, the information you're providing is excellent because there's people in this room that have never heard that part of Brett or that aspect as a neighbor of the blacks.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that.
And right now, the guy is totally destroyed. I mean, he just walks around and he's losing big time because of all his pressure.
Sheriff Van Morales, so thank you for that. Mike said was very important. There's only one person in this room who saw that house as it was this morning, and that was me. Now, maybe we're all here because of the press release. I thought myself that it was an accidental accident. Okay? Maybe it was a right to judgment. Maybe it wasn't. It was based on the little bit of time I spent there and the initial investigative reports. That being said, and John, I understand what you said, and I respect what you said, but this all started with politics. And that's still where we're at today, I believe. Because all the stuff that's been thrown out about this is by people who have no idea what was actually going on. That being said, and Joe, I told you this. This has been under investigation since the beginning. Even though I put out a press release saying that it was an accident, I said from the beginning, it's still under investigation. A lot of these reports take weeks and weeks and weeks to get back. We're still getting reports back. Okay? Everybody knows what got put on the desk. It's still under investigation. And that's about all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to say anything about the facts of the case or the circumstances, anything else. And here's the thing I ask you to all consider. If and when this does result in any kind of a criminal case, a criminal prosecution, somebody, a crime is identified, a perpetrator is identified, somebody is brought to bear responsibility for this, if and when that happens, let me tell you what you do. And this is not to stifle anybody or to hush anybody. I want you to have the answers. I wish I could tell you every single thing I know about this case. I can't. But here's what this does tonight. If and when the day ever comes that there's any criminal charges brought on this, because we're all sitting here talking about it, we're all going to gossip, and, well, I heard this and I heard that and I think this and I think that, what's going to happen is that case is going to have to be removed from this county because everybody is entitled to a jury of their peers. That's the community members. Now, we got a couple commissioners in the room I think should be especially concerned about this. Those things cost a lot of money. If a murder case is brought in the first place, it costs a lot of money. That's if we do it here. How much do you think it's going to cost when we have to move this case to Las Vegas so he can get, or whoever can get, a fair and impartial trial? Because everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
It's a presumption of innocence in this country. Now, regardless of what you think happened, regardless of how well you knew either of these people, or any of the people involved in this, doesn't matter. Everybody is innocent until proven guilty. And we want to hash out all the details that everybody knows or thinks they know, things that Joe's reported on that may or may not have any accuracy to them, things that have been leaked out into the media. All it's going to do is move this case. And you know how much that's going to cost Story County, both commissioners? You know what budget deficit we got going that we're working on trying to rectify? Grab hold, because we ain't seen nothing yet. Not to stifle anybody. It is an investigation. Has been. Even when the press release came out and said, this looks like it was an accident. And yes, I talked to Joe on several occasions and said, I think it was an accident. But it's still under investigation. There are still active things being pursued in this case. The district attorney has every single bit of it. He's got questions. We're providing answers. They're being provided in other places. And once it's all done and everything is laid out on the table, it's going to come out, whether it's criminal or whether it's not criminal. Everybody will know. Who watches forensic files? How many cases sit for years and years and years? I just saw on the news the other day a case from the 1970s they're prosecuting. Nobody was there in this room that can speak with any amount of knowledge. And not every case has someone standing there with a smoking gun that's easily discernible who did what to who and when and where and what. So while I appreciate the concerns, I've invited everybody in this county, since the day I took office initially, contact me and renew that invitation. I will tell you what I can, but this is an active investigation. It continues to be.
Sheriff, just to clarify, when I asked you about the accidental death, you said it had been thoroughly investigated, thoroughly documented.
The initial scene was, and I also told you that we're still waiting.
The accidental
we're still
death.
You're really investigated.
I said
that since the very first time I
talked to you. I think leads the public to believe this is a done deal, this is an accident.
Well, and in your reporting, you said, yes, the sheriff said X, Y, and Z, and then you omit the part that says, but the sheriff says it is an ongoing investigation.
And one other question, do you think the public deserves an explanation as to how this case went from an accident to a homicide?
I just said that, Joe. Are you not paying attention?
I wasn't.
Can you repeat
the explanation?
I said, perhaps I made a quick judgment call. I put out there, based on my observations of the scene and the initial investigation, I put out my opinion that this was an accident. But, like I said, also said all along, it's an ongoing investigation,
could
and
you,
it continues to be today.
Sure. Do the people deserve to know the reason, the cause of death for her, on her death certificate that you signed some 400-something days later? Can you tell the people what you signed the death certificate for? What was the cause of death?
Well, what was put on the death certificate was homicide. Plain and simple. Everybody knows that. That's been reported. You'll report that.
Well, I actually have the death certificate. And it doesn't say that.
Well,
it says multiple forced traumas is the cause of death. So we start out an investigation as an accident, costly investigations for 2 years, overriding two distinguished medical examiners,
one nationally recognized. That's an expensive venture, too. Can you explain the cost on that?
I don't know the cost. I know that the cost that we incurred with the examination of the medical examiner, we paid for one medical exam. The second review was done gratis. So, now, as far as blunt force trauma, again, this is a twisting. If you run into that wall at 100 miles an hour, that's blunt force trauma. If I beat you in the head with a baseball bat, that's blunt force trauma. If you die in a car crash, that's blunt force trauma. Blunt force trauma tells you nothing.
Exactly.
Other than it was blunt force. Yes, sir.
I had a question for Sean. You said earlier that she was bludgeoned
I just want to know, is that a fact or is that speculation?
Well, that's dozens of injuries, so that's a speculation.
That could happen falling downstairs, right?
Well,
or is it a fact?
Well, let's talk about the owners of the house, and maybe some of the previous owners. Have they had any stair incidents? Previous residents?
Well, so okay, what I'm saying is, there are no more legitimate questions.
What I'm saying is, if there were previous residents that actually fell down the stairs that incurred zero injuries, and on several occasions in the same house, how could one lady, just a simple hypothetical question, how could one lady fall from the top of the stairs and incur 41 injuries?
Is that what it was?
Let me give you a hypothetical answer.
Thank you. You're good.
I live across the street from Brett and Judy since the time right after they moved in. Close friends. We went to dinner with them at their house on the Sunday night before the accident. Not the murder. You walked into this meeting tonight, said it was not political. It's been political from day one.
Absolutely.
Right after the accident.
I'm talking about a murdered lady. I'm talking about a dead lady, not politics.
It's politics.
I'm talking about
right after the accident, murder. Joe Hart came on television and called it a possible murder cover-up. How could he come up with that kind of information when there's an ongoing investigation going on unless he's being fed something? I'm not asking you, Joe, because I don't even want to talk to you. Why do you have to fall down the stairs one time and die? Why do you have to fall down the stairs one time and die? Why can't you fall down the stairs and get really hurt and be strong enough to make it up the stairs a second time and fall down,
Why don't you explain to the people in the room that, as a neighbor, didn't you think it was interesting that you? In my estimation, my neighbor died unless I was really close to him. I'm not going to go in there and clean up what I know is a crime scene because
it wasn't a crime scene. It was an accident scene. I was asked by the sheriff that afternoon that Judy had passed from an accident, that Brett was in the hospital. Could you possibly go over and clean up the blood before he gets home from the hospital so he won't have to walk it?
I'm not interrupting.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you. I'm recapping. You're saying that the sheriff asked you to go clean the blood up.
Isn't that what I just said?
Yes, I'm just
recapping. Then why are you interrupting
letting
me?
You know what I heard, that's all.
Don't interrupt
me. You got it. Go ahead. Go.
So, I go in with another friend of Judy and Brett's, and we clean up the blood. There's not blood spread throughout the house. Obviously, when Brett woke up, he walked down the stairs, saw his wife, saw that she was unconscious, dead, stepped in the blood, went back up the stairs with footprints, and there was blood in the stairwell and over by the one bathroom. The stairwell is the nastiest stairwell you ever want to see. One light was out, nothing on the stairs, on the polished wood stairs, and what makes you think that she's going to die on the first fall? I could fall down the stairs and not die and get broken ribs, broken arm, and try to get back up the stairs to get my husband out of bed, who's got his hearing aids out, door closed, gone to bed early, got the dog with him, and she falls down the stairs a second time, or maybe even the third time. She was a very strong lady. She had 8 Hanoverian horses that she took care of, not Brett. She took care of them. She was a very strong lady. So this has been political from day one. It's still political. Somebody goes around this town and puts these kind of signs on stop signs, on house signs. The first one said Judy Black was murdered. The second one was Merry Christmas, Judy Black. Do you know who did this?
I have no idea.
Do you know who did this, Joe?
No.
Nobody knows who did it, but somebody's going out there. I've got a friend in the bumper sticker business. I've inquired to him. He's doing some research. Maybe we can find out who's spreading the rumors.
Good. To me, that tells me that there's people that are concerned, is what I get from that.
It might be a sticker. It could be you.
That's all it is.
That's
absolute
vandal.
That's not going to
be a sticker. Nancy, go ahead. Thank you.
What was published in, I don't know, either the Chronicle or this, the findings of either Washoe County or Las Vegas, and the amount of injury. But the thing is that we know nothing more now than we did then, which means we have someone that committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. My husband's out of town a lot. I'm left alone. I also sleep with my dogs and a gun because there are no answers. I realize it's ongoing, but it's an uncomfortable feeling that nothing has been said, and apparently, from my understanding, and newspapers are not always correct, but Washoe County and Knox County both had their coroner look at the report. Am I right or wrong on this? I don't know. But I know as a resident, I do not. I never used to lock my door. I do.
So everybody should lock their door.
Probably.
That's
right. We never used to, which I'm not
saying. Lost keep honest people honest.
Yeah,
as far as what was published in the paper, that was obtained illegally. There were stolen documents that were not obtained by any legal means. There is not an ongoing concern. There's not a serial murder running around the neighborhood, anything like that. So, but there was also a body found back in the 80s down by Mustang.
That's a good
indication that that body was murdered too. But, you know, this happens. Like I said, not everybody is standing there with a smoking gun with bullet holes in them, and it's easily to say who did what to whom and when.
Well,
there's a lot of science involved.
Those reports you say were leaked, but are they true?
Well, I don't know what all has been released. I know
it was in the Virginia City paper.
I don't read the Virginia City
paper. That it was leaked. Is it true or not? I mean,
I don't read the Virginia City News. I know that our reports are still the same.
Well, I don't read the chat line either. So, you know, I just, that was my question because I think it's a legitimate question.
Well, we are on Channel 4 with the official autopsy report.
And like they're doing that.
But it was the official report.
Like I said, taken without any explanation, you can make it out to anything because, just like Sean points out, blunt force trauma. Whether you run into the wall, you're beaten with a baseball bat, or you're in a car crash, that's all blunt force trauma. You can make of it what you will.
Well, we know she died from that. That's what we do know about.
Go ahead, Mom.
I have a question. I want to make sure I heard this right. Neighbors were called as the queen of the crime.
Wasn't a crime building. The scene was already released beforehand. It was fully documented.
So it was no longer a crime scene, but some 400 days later, you were forced to sign the death certificate as a criminal homicide.
He just said that he was forced.
I wasn't forced.
Or whatever the case, whatever force caused him to do it, whatever he didn't do it before, so there was some force that caused him to do it. And we don't know why.
And like I said, in due time, I'm not going to discuss the nature.
And I think that's part of the frustrations that brings people here today is those unanswered questions that have gone on for 2 years.
And you know what? They may go on for another 20 years. I can't tell you.
That's true.
It's an ongoing investigation.
Hopefully they will.
Yep. When there's evidence that shows it was a crime and that somebody committed it, then it will be prosecuted.
Hopefully that information comes forward. Go ahead. He's been holding his hand up.
Hey, I just wanted to say that it's not that what brought me down here. I came down here and read on the blog that there was a town hall meeting. And being from New England, I've been to a lot of town hall meetings. I had no idea that this was going to involve a police investigation. I've never seen untrained citizens be involved in an ongoing police activity. The sheriff has already stated when the facts have come to a full cycle and we know exactly what happens, it will be released. I for the life of me, I can't understand what this has to do with a town hall meeting. We have a police department, we have a sheriff, we have people over him that oversee him. Somebody said it was not political.
Wow. You guys call it what you want. After this meeting's over, you can call it what you want, political or whatever. People weren't brave enough to stand up and host this meeting, and I stood up. And I've lived here 15 years, and I've never seen anything like this. The anger, the division, the anger, the things that people do to other people through that anger and division and different ideologies, it's ridiculous. We're talking about a dead lady that died in her house, and 2 years later, we don't have a lot of answers, and there's people that are frustrated. It's as simple as that. It's a small, intimate community. If it was my neighbor or my relative, for God's sake, I would want to know what happened. You know, so after this is over, if you think it's a political thing, think on. Because I'm going to move on with my life and be happy like I was before this meeting.
You ran for sheriff. What would you have done if you'd have been sheriff?
Well, I don't know if I would have been such a hasty, rash to judgment like the sheriff was saying. I maybe would have taken a little bit more time and not wasted the taxpayers' dollar by sending it through two qualified, distinguished medical examiners, ultimately having to face what they said was the facts.
Actually, we shouldn't be having this meeting. It's all in the district attorney's hands, not ours.
Where is the district attorney?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Was she invited?
Well, this is a public meeting.
Was she invited?
She was.
Did you call her?
She was. So the county was invited.
Here's another thing that happened to my wife and I. There was a deputy that worked in Story County by the name of Jim Hanty, and he was let go from the sheriff's department for whatever reason. I just believe it was before the sheriff was even elected sheriff. And he left Story County and went to work in Mineral County and was later appointed sheriff after the sheriff resigned or whatever. During this investigation that's been going on, my wife and I received a threatening letter, which is in the district attorney's office, from Sheriff Hanty while he was still in office, on letterhead from the sheriff's office. She has received threatening phone calls and texts, which have been tracked back to him. And
did you file a criminal report?
Sheriff Hartman has filed complaints. It's on to the district attorney's office, and it sits there.
Good.
So Judy's definitely sitting there. Our complaints about being threatened by a sheriff from another county have gone unanswered. We should have had the district attorney here.
She was invited, and apparently it wasn't of such a important to have a representative either. The county was invited and asked to send representatives if they couldn't make it. So, unfortunately. And Jay's been having his hand up for a long time. Go ahead, Jay.
I just wanted to speak, regardless of what stance you take, whether you think it's a murder or an accident, if people don't already know, this can't be discussed. The district attorney coming here, she can't talk about it. You know, it sucks that we don't have information, but there are tons of cases where information isn't out until the case is officially closed. So, you know, regardless of how we feel, we can sit here and talk about it, but nobody should really be talking about it that's involved. DA, sheriff's office, anybody who was a witness, and that goes for all murder investigations or criminal investigations. So again, I'm not picking sides or anything like that, but for those that are confused and don't understand why there isn't information out there, it's our legal system. We can't talk about it.
You can see where some of the frustrations may have arisen.
But understandable, but maybe we should educate people and say, hey, by the way, our judicial system and our legal system does not allow us the opportunity to get the DA out here and say, hey, tell us what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, tell us exactly.
Well, obviously, we're not.
Show us photos.
Yeah.
You know, and again, regardless of where you stand, that's just part of our legal system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't necessarily always work in our favor, but that's how our country is set up, and that's how the
absolutely.
Legal system is set.
Absolutely. You know, peaceably assemble. That's what we're doing tonight. And that doesn't have to be political. So we can peaceably assemble without politics. So I was going to ask the sheriff, do we have an estimate or any idea of what the medical examiners, interagency, was that expensive or was it kind of gratis or how did that work?
Well, that's what I just said. We paid for the Marshall County stuff. That's standard.
How much was that?
An examination that was done by Clark County was done as a first.
And what was the cost on the first?
Standard cost that we pay every time we do an autopsy.
Like $1,500 or something?
Around $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
$2,000, $3,000,
something like that. Tom, Jim Larson here. One question. Did you approach Joe or did Joe approach you about this meeting?
Joe approached me.
So, yeah. He instigated this meeting.
Yeah. No, there's no instigation. I did the meeting. I did the meeting. I secured this building. I secured this room. I made an appointment for this room. That's what I did.
Okay, I guess a good little more detail.
Okay.
Who suggested the meeting?
Neighbors.
We did.
Yeah.
Neighbors.
Jim. And that was before Joe. So it was before Joe. This wasn't a collaboration with Joe Hart.
Not at all.
It was a concern. He had mentioned on a previous newscast.
Was I the only person that you contacted?
I got an email from you. I got a couple other phone calls from people this week telling me about the meeting.
So several people then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to clarify, Tom, that I heard you correctly. Do you think the bumper stickers that are being placed around town is a concerned citizen?
Well, not a concerned citizen. Somebody that... It's vandalism at the bottom line.
It's a concerned
citizen. Speaking out, probably.
Speaking out by vandalism.
What does the sticker say again? What did it say?
Well, this one happens to say, Merry Christmas, Judy Black.
Merry Christmas.
One of them was put on a United States Post Office sign, which is defacing federal property.
It's vandalism. Like Jay said, that's pure and cut. It's vandalism.
It's a federal offense when you do it to a post office.
Federal to post office.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
There's actually another one that says, welcome to Story County, the home of Oz, black, white type. So whoever's putting those up, whoever's putting them up, it's not just Judy Brackley. There's something else going on.
Well, that would be I would take it another step, like there, what exactly is happening. And how is that deflecting from the reason we're all sitting here? I mean, how does that apply to Judy Black's death and investigation? Go ahead, Jack.
One thing I'd like to share with everyone is that the commissioners have approved a contingency fund of $295,000 to the DA's office just to handle the homicides loan that we acquired in the last 2 years. Now, the sheriff mentioned that if for some reason, because of our action, moved out of the county, that blows that money out.
But there again, that's hypothetical.
That's hypothetical. And my question is, Sean, you were employed with the deputy or sheriff's office.
Yes.
At this time.
Yes.
What was your role in this?
Completely non. I had nothing to do with it.
You went there?
I wasn't involved in the case in any way.
The detective that interviewed us mentioned that they screwed up the investigation. Now, why would you say that to us if there wasn't a screw-up?
Because I'm unaware of any screw-ups with the investigation.
No, that's what he said there.
You remember?
In our house.
The deputy that came to your house to take a report said that we screwed the investigation up.
He called John because he said they screwed it up. that, that they let the crime scene be cleaned up before it should have been.
Now, there's some interesting information. you were standing right there and heard that?
Well, this is up to your say.
Repeat what she said.
Okay. I had an experience.
Hold on.
The deputy that came to interview us told us that they had screwed up the investigation, that they let the crime scene be cleaned up too soon. Why would you have said that?
Who was the deputy?
I don't know if I should say that.
Why not?
We pay his bills.
Bowers.
Okay.
Deputy Bowers. So that's hearsay. Like his, within your contact with Brett, that's also hearsay. But we're bringing stuff out that people experience and are sharing that with it. That was her experience. That's a great thing.
Why would they interview you guys? You guys are on about stuff.
Were you guys friends with them, or?
We were at dinner with them the night she died.
Okay.
She
died at night, or she died the next morning?
I don't know. He interviewed us because the next week while we were having dinner, Brett said something to me that, because we were all very upset about the whole situation, but when he told me that he was looking for a good woman, and there were other people around me that heard that, kind of brought up a red flag.
Now, how much time passed before?
1 week.
1 week.
1 week exactly.
And what did he say that you heard?
I'm looking for a good woman.
You heard that with your own ears?
Yes, and there were other people that heard it also.
Okay.
And they're sitting in this room.
Well, that's interesting.
If he was looking for a good man, that. Me?
Yeah.
Number one, I want to ask you, why are you so concerned about the cost if you want the truth? Because it's going to cost money.
Well, it all costs money. I was just wanted to know what the totals were.
I wanted to ask how many autopsies were done and what were the results of each autopsy, if you can give me that.
Did everybody hear the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you there was one autopsy.
Okay.
And there was a review of those findings by an outside agency.
Thank you.
Bill Fineman.
Oh, God. Not a question, but just a comment. And I know that everyone in here wants to know what happened. And I think that Jerry's right. It's an ongoing investigation. He's deemed it a homicide. We have two medical examiners that have deemed it a homicide, and we have a district attorney who's also deemed this a homicide. When this all wraps up, then and only then are we going to see the crime scene photos, pictures of the humidity on the body, the position of the body, and whether or not rigor mortis matches the position of the body. We'll know the body temperature when Jerry got there, because he measured that with a probe. We'll know all of that stuff. We'll see those photographs, we'll see the diagrams, and all of those reports are all going to come out. So I really encourage everyone to just be patient, awaiting all of those things. The criminal investigation, anytime you have a death like that, it's crime scene. There's no getting around it. A dead body
is that standard procedure?
And that's the way I was taught on any death that is either not in a hospital or under the care of a hospice. Those are the only two times in the state of Nevada that we can say yes, we can sign it off. Anything else, we have to look at it as a potential crime scene, so it's been thoroughly investigated, and then we can say, well, it was an accident, she was hit by a meteorite, whatever. So please be patient.
Who are you, and what condition do you find
yourself in? I beg your pardon?
I just wondered who you were.
Phil Schovang, former county commissioner.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Maybe we can talk about the length of time and what's there to talk about on length of time?
Jimmy Hoff was still
missing. In 1987, I can sit here and tell you exactly what happened on it. Guess what? Nobody's been charged yet. It's still an open investigation over in Utah.
Sheriff, how thoroughly have you questioned a threat plan?
Well, I know that he's been questioned. Just like you asked me, how vigorously are we investigating it, Joe? Is that we're investigating it until there's nothing left to investigate?
Well, I think people would want to know how thorough this question is.
I haven't talked about any of the specifics.
I think it's rather curious that a public meeting is called, but the public isn't really invited until much later. I just found out about it. I came because I found out about it. It was not publicized. Apparently, the only way it was publicized was on Channel 4. Mr. Hart seems to be an expert on what goes on in Story County. And he seems, to always be here whenever there's any controversy at all. We got a couple of county commissioners here. You said a whole bunch of neighbors had requested this meeting. I hadn't heard anything about that at all. And you also said it wasn't political. Mm-hmm. Well, I find it hard to believe that it's not political. The way the whole thing is taking shape, the fact that you happen to run against the sheriff.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think I thought about that before standing in front of you guys?
Well, so.
You don't think I thought about that? Do I want to be out in the public eye again? I had people come to me, very concerned, that live out here. Hold on a second, man. That live here, my neighbors. Hold on a second. Let me finish. I've lived here 15 years. And when my neighbors reach out to me in fear of where they live, they wanted to know what to do. I read a statement maybe you didn't hear the statement of my involvement in this whole thing. And once this is done tonight, I'll be gone. So,
well, you stirred the pot pretty well.
Well, that's not about stirring the pot. It's about bringing light to a serious issue in our neighborhood.
And our sheriff has told us it's an ongoing investigation.
That's great, but there's people that are sitting in this room that are very frustrated due to the lack of information and knowledge that's been released due to a murder in the neighborhood. It's not aggrandizing somebody's death for a political reason. It's not a political platform because somebody died. There's money involved. There's taxpayer dollars. There's manpower, county vehicles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's an expensive venture. People are frustrated. That's why I called this meeting for the people that are frustrated. Period.
Without naming any names, are they all here?
I don't see them all, no.
How many people in this room are actually raised to find out if this is an accidental death or a murder?
Well, let's take a raise of hand. Who? Say it again, Tim. Ask the question.
How many people in this room are curious to find out if this was an accidental death of Mrs. Black or if it was a murder?
Okay, raise a hand. Accidental death. If you're curious.
Wait, accidental death.
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
Whether it's an accidental death or a murder.
I have to agree with the individual that perhaps said that we don't even really belong here. Reviewing this information.
Or to John Mayhem, or even Jeff Horton, is it a murder in our community? Yeah, instead of just
exactly. I'm not sure I understand, Tammy. What are you trying to say?
I know that I have personally spoken to Sheriff Montanaro about the safety of my community. I've also spoken to you when you were deputy here. As a community, how many of us are actually scared that this might be a murder in our community, or nervous, or any of those?
Raise your hands. Who's nervous that this is going on in their community?
Let's clarify that there's a murderer around.
No, nervous. Just murder. She said nervous.
That somebody was just murdered.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
Rephrase the question.
There's a murderer right there.
So people, Tammy brings it up. People are concerned. That's it. Katie.
Well, I would be concerned if I listened to somebody talking and introducing about a woman that was bludgeoned to death. That means she was beaten with something and there should have been an object available. This is your assumption and belief, but you stated it as fact.
Well, I used
it's
the
when
word
that
bludgeon
kind of, excuse me, but I'm not finished. When that kind of misrepresentation and beliefs and opinions are stated as they are facts, is that I do believe that's when, as citizens, we get confused and concerned.
Okay.
You don't, I mean, I'm not afraid. At all.
Well, that's good. This is good. Good. I'm glad people aren't afraid.
I also would like, can I add that...
Hold on, guys. Hold on a second.
You made a comment earlier, and you were making an analogy between if a woman that had lived there before had fallen down the stairs and not been hurt versus Judy falling down and dying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got to compare bone density. You've got to compare.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't bring anything like that into.
Well, I'm not here to present facts. You
set it up.
Okay, well, then maybe I spoke hastily, like the sheriff did, as an accident for the crime.
It actually came across very much that way.
I actually
broke my back and a rib sitting in a stationary car.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay,
it can happen.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Greg. Hold on a second.
I'd like to thank and the sheriff for coming tonight to talk to myself and my wife, who are new residents. We moved in 2 years ago, just after this incident happened. I want my information from the sheriff. I don't want to hear my neighbor, the guy down the street, the guy at the corner bar, talking about this stuff. I want the sheriff. So we're not listening to a bunch of hearsay, a bunch of malarkey. And I thank you for that.
And the moment I can tell everybody, I'll be more than happy.
But you're here tonight explaining to those of us that don't know the facts surrounding those facts that you're able to discuss. And it clears a fog in my mind as to what transpired, rather than reading it in a newspaper or opinion article about the Reno paper or whatever. And I thank you both for having this forum so that we can discuss.
And I should clarify, too, that I built this as a peaceful endeavor, just open talk. This is a peaceful, I built it as a peaceful endeavor, so
don't harbor any anger or anything like that. This is all about just open discussion and talking about what's going on in our area. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm not real familiar with the case, but just so I'm clear on what's been said here tonight, this is an ongoing homicide investigation, and no one has been charged.
It is an ongoing investigation, and no one has been charged.
Look at
Mark.
I'm Mark, and I'm listening here. And I think I've got the frustration level going here. We had a murder in Lockwood. And it was supposedly political because the individual involved was the daughter of one of the councilmen.
Commissioner.
What happened there, and we heard that the woman, you know, walking down the street was absolutely attacked. People were afraid to walk. The sheriff's office came down to us. They came in and talked to us. We were kept aware of every step of that investigation that they could tell us. And the frustration I'm feeling here is that the sheriff just isn't communicating with you as well as they did. Every day they were down there and told us what was going on that they could tell us.
Don't you think that's a little different in this case?
I don't. It's a murder. A murder
on the street, and a lady falling down the stairs.
It's still a murder, and it would.
You don't know it's a murder.
Huh?
How
a murder.
Do you know it's a murder?
Yeah.
It was a murder. Because the guy. I stand corrected. That was a murder, and people were frustrated, and people were afraid. But the sheriff came down and put us all at ease. We have a lot of seniors there, a lot of old people. We were told, I mean, we didn't want to do anything. Our doors were not locked. The sheriff's office came down. Bowers, Quirk, everybody that worked, they came down and put our minds at ease. They sat with us. They helped us. I think that's the frustration you're all hearing, is that you're all hearing everything and nobody is appeasing anybody.
So, and that's, that Martha's exactly right. People came to me frustrated, and so I secured a room to talk about it.
Have you ever considered your rights, civil rights, to the individual you're talking about?
He could be here.
He has a right to be assumed innocent.
Absolutely. Nobody's charged him with anything. Nobody's even mentioned his name.
And if I may speak to that,
that's not
Martha,
true.
It was apples and oranges, and you had a brutal murder that happened on the street with witnesses. The guy was arrested that night, just time afterwards. And yes, we did a lot to come down and put people in.
That's absolutely
right. Everything else. And by the way, I was accused of screwing that one up, but the guy's sitting in Nevada prison for in this whole process, I have
I didn't hear that.
And read your heart's blood.
By Sean.
I never heard that.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. Bill Spanning again.
I don't think anyone has ever pointed the finger at Mr. Black. There may have been a third person in that house. We don't know that to this day.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. So keep that in mind. The third person may have been there. And I don't know what the sheriff's opinion of that is, but that's...
You're all suspect.
Can I ask if there's a timeline on the judicial process for charging and taking somebody to charge? Is there any kind of timeline with that?
And Sean, I'm disappointed that you wouldn't know this. So you don't have to probably answer this from his background. If it is, in fact, a murder, and if somebody is charged, there is no statute of limitations on that.
Thank
you for clarifying that.
Is this the only subject for tonight? Can we talk about something else?
Well, that's what tonight's was. We can do
another one. I don't know about that motorhome. I'm quite right, to be perfectly honest.
Because when I don't know what the 10 say, when our CCNRs were written, it says that Story County takes 15 feet of our property for public use to put utilities on, if they need to put a horse bank on it or whatever. You can't even put a plate in that 15 feet, period. Now, if one owner owns the whole road, which happened a lot out here when they were first selling it, the homeowner that doesn't own any of the road, still has that 15-foot obligation.
Even if we have an easement as the county, if we have an easement or right of access or anything like that, we don't own the property.
No. But we've turned it.
We've
allowed you to use it.
As the HOA, if the ones and the tens can put the point and decide who's had responsibility, the board is free to call a tow truck anytime they want.
Okay. Great, go ahead.
It's not a traffic hazard.
Hold on now.
Let's not get distracted. We're about to wrap up. Let's not get off on our car.
Sean, let me say this.
All right.
We got Jerry here, too. We got a lot of the community. I'm Tammy. I live out here in the Highlands, and I am your bus driver out here in the Highlands as well. We have most of you. So I have a big issue with this motorhome along with the red light runners, but right now I want to talk about this motorhome. I haven't had any issues as of yet, but there is a potential of me. I always go up Cartwright
there's a potential because it's like 40 feet long that I have to put my nose over towards the back end of that bus to keep my jewels out of the ditch. If someone's going to come around, they're going to go right into that motorhome.
Yeah.
Because they scare me.
What's your suggestion?
Yeah, they need to move. Okay,
sounds great.
Yes. Let's write a letter, the board write a letter, maybe the sheriff go and say, you know, this is a hazard.
And it was a call response
here.
I don't know if they have permission to cover it up. Let's go ahead and do it.
Our first year here, and we told you how things were. Our high community, we're expanding and getting to know our neighbors, but we still don't know what the crime is in this neighborhood. Do you have anything like that for a staff that's just off the cuff as to... Have we had other murders out here? Have we had other drug relations?
Off the top of my head, I can only tell you that it's probably not a whole lot different than what I gave at the annual meeting. That being said, Jay has asked me for something for the newsletter, and the annual meetings are coming up, and I normally come and give support cards during that, so I'll be doing that again.
The newsletter advertises the annual meeting. It's a Saturday, 10 o'clock. That's only for the 1-8 persons. So if you're 10s, that's the top.
That's my own personal concern. Other than that, yes, I would
have to drink my water.
Well, thank you all for coming tonight.
I had a lot of water. It was terrible stuff.